The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
US President Donald Trump's higher tariffs on about 60 countries have come into effect, including a 104% tariff on most Chinese goods. President Trump says he will shortly be announcing a new tariff regime for pharmaceutical products to try and force companies to move manufacturing to the US. Pharmaceuticals are the most valuable export from Ireland to the US, but were left out of last week's tariff hike announced by the administration. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
As of midnight Washington time, importers have to pay a new range of tariffs on goods entering the US. For the European Union, that rate is 20%, meaning an 11-fold increase in the amount of tax to be paid on imports from the EU, rising from 7 billion to 80 billion euro a year. For China, the rate has been raised to 104%. But last night, the president told a meeting of Republican politicians that he will soon announce what he called a major tariff on pharmaceutical products, which he said will compel companies to open manufacturing plants in the United States. Pharmaceuticals are Ireland's most valuable export to the US. The news comes as Trade and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris is due to meet the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in Washington later today. He will stress that the EU has a team on standby to begin immediate talks with the Americans to try and avert the massive tariffs that have just come into force. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
A Land Development Agency report has identified 102 publicly owned sites that could deliver between 11,000 and 71,000 homes. The agency is required to submit a report every 2 years on public land that is potentially suitable for housing in towns with a population of over 10,000. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This report deals with 32 parcels of land where homes could be built relatively quickly. These sites could deliver up to 15,000 homes over the next 7 years. To date, agreement has been reached with other state bodies to transfer 11 of the sites to the LDA. Housing Minister James Brown has said that his officials will now meet all the site owners and make recommendations around further transfers. However, he told colleagues that decisions by government around sites like these does not always deliver land quickly for housing. Many sites identified are currently stalled due to the need to move existing operations to new locations.
A new report on internet safety is calling for greater online protections for children. The Online Safety Monitor from the Children's Rights Alliance warns that failing to have adequate protection creates space for predators to hide. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last year, a new legally binding online safety code came into force, which threatens tech firms with heavy fines for failing to protect users. The Children's Rights Alliance is warning, however, that the rules give too much scope to platforms to determine their own safety standards. The Alliance has today published a new online safety monitor, which calls on the government to establish an effective and accessible individual complaints mechanism. The report recommends strengthening the oversight of platforms when it comes to their compliance with online safety rules. It also urges the government to push for the strengthening of EU laws combating the production and distribution of child sexual abuse material to ensure the rules properly address areas such as grooming, encryption and storage.
The Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Cowan has confirmed that he had a health scare last weekend but is now recovering in St James's Hospital in Dublin. In a statement, Mr Cowan said he first felt unwell at the European Parliament meeting in Strasbourg last week. On his return home, he attended hospital in Tullamore before being transferred to the cardiac unit at St James's Hospital, where he underwent a surgical procedure. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Any mist and fog will clear this morning to leave another dry and sunny day. Highest temperatures 14 to 20 degrees.